This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning to you all the way from Bali, Indonesia. Beautiful island. MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. And with me, none other than my brother Mufti Min and Wa'il Ibrahim. Turn it to you, bismillah.
Barakallahu feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We just completed Salat al-Fajr a little bit earlier. You can hear the beautiful water here. It's very quiet. And MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Before everyone comes out, we are here. We are just here for one day, and inshallah, we have a beautiful event today. We ask Allah to grant us acceptance. But you know, the nature that Allah Almighty has created is amazing. It is so soothing. It actually helps an individual calm down. Imagine when you connect the dhikr of Allah with the creation of Allah.
This is the time of the morning and cup. This is the time of the morning of Qa. If you sit by yourself here, no one is around, and you just recite your Qa, look at the sunrise. This is mind-blowing. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. You sit here for the first hour after Fajr, and that's it. It makes your day. You recite your word of the Qur'an, you recite your morning al-Qa'r. That makes not only your day, your entire year. Wa'il.
Fatabarakallahu ahsanu khalaqin. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Beautiful morning, as the Mashaykh mentioned. But there's one thing always I remember, subhanAllah, whenever I come to the beach at that hour, is the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, that the barakah in my ummah was made during the early hours of the day. So it's a reminder for all of us to seize this opportunity immediately after Fajr to stay with ourselves for a bit, to mention Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all jannatul firdaus. Ameen ya Rabbi.
Asbahna wa asbaha al-mulku lillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah.
Okay, one thing before we leave. We all know that there is one single supplication. If you say right now, if I happen to die today, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, well, guaranteed you will go straight to heaven. And likewise in the evening, if you recite it in the evening which is, you know, before sunset, if you recite it and you expire on that night, you still go straight to heaven, to the extent that the Prophet, peace be upon him, named it the master of the supplications for seeking forgiveness. I'm going to turn it to Mufti Mink. I believe he will be the best to explain. How come? Very simple recitation. Any child can memorize it, but it has a huge virtues. It takes you straight to heaven. Why? What is the big deal?
You know, subhanAllah, Allah Almighty has kept great success in sincerity. The deeds and everything we say and do, the sincerity we have is what determines the power of what you are doing. So when you are sincere, small words would actually be so impactful. Allahumma anta rabbi. Oh Allah, you are my Lord. La ilaha illa anta. There is none worthy of worship besides you. Khalaqtan, you made me.
Oh, so number one, it begins with the acknowledgement of the oneness of Allah.
It begins with the acknowledgement.
That is the key to heaven.
That is true. It starts with Tawheed. It starts with the fact that we worship Allah alone. You are my Lord. And that's it. And on top of that, we don't just say, oh Allah, you are my Lord. But there is none worthy of worship besides you. La ilaha, you made me. So if you made me, you have the right to determine what I should do, what I should not do. You know, the do's and don'ts there. It's up to you to decide. And here I am. I'm your slave. خَلَقْتَنِي وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ. And on top of that, I am your slave. I'm totally under you.
Subhanallah. Submission.
Subhanallah. وَأَنَا عَلَى عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتَ. I am upon this covenant, this promise that I have made to the best of my ability. And you are renewing the fact that I'm going to try my best with everything.
So, renewing your covenant with Allah on a regular basis, morning and evening.
وَأَنَا عَبْدُكَ وَأَنَا عَلَى عَهْدِكَ وَوَعْدِكَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ. أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرِّ مَا صَنَعْتُ. I seek refuge in you from every evil that you have created, from everything, that I have made, from every deed, every bad deed that I have done. Every bad deed that I have done, I seek refuge in you from that. So we are seeking the forgiveness of Allah. Number one, if Allah protects you from something, you'll be protected from it. If Allah is not protecting you from something, you will end up doing it. And you will, so you ask Allah for protection, no matter how powerful you are. Just like when you want to do something, you seek Allah's help to do it. It doesn't mean I am powerful, I will do it with my own power. Ask Allah's help. So, أعوذ بك من كل شر ما صنعت. أبو لك بنعمتك علي. When you acknowledge the gift of Allah upon you, I'm fully acknowledging what Allah Almighty has given me. أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي, and I'm acknowledging my sin. There is no point in
that. Is a secret, which yes. is begging Allah for forgiveness after admitting your sin.
After admitting your sin. If you don't admit the sin, there is no forgiveness. Mm. That's why we say those who justify sin, there is no chance for them to seek forgiveness of Allah.
Mm.
This is why they say a bid'ah is worse than a person who does something wrong knowing this is wrong.
And he won't be forgiven as long as you don't acknowledge it.
Yes, when you know what I'm doing is wrong, then you will say, oh Allah, forgive me. But if you think what you're doing is right and it is wrong, when are you going to seek the forgiveness of Allah?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we ask Allah to guide us. أَبُوءُ بِذَنْبِ فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. So forgive me, because there is none to forgive sins besides you.
Amazing.
No one.
Amazing.
So that begins with the acknowledgement of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ends also the acknowledgement of one's
that
own
He's
sin.
The only one who forgives.
So humbleness and, you know, the lack of arrogance in our hearts that can
grant humility, showing humility, full submission. And Mufti Mink, may Allah bless him, said something very beautiful. Showing your weakness before Allah, and I can never do it without you. I can never achieve it without your help. I can never quit sins and overcome, you know, my inner desire without your help and assistance. It reminds us with what Yusuf alayhi salam, who was the purest prophet. And he says, when those women try to seduce him, وَإِلَّا تَصْرِفْ عَنِّي كَيْدَهُنَّ أَصْبُ إِلَيْهِنَّ وَأَكُمْ مِنَ الْجَهْلِينَ. He didn't give himself the credit saying, yeah, I'm strong, man. He said, if you do not word of their evil from me, the attempts to seduce me, Allah, I would end up yielding.
Allahumma thabbitna. The Quran says, walawla an thabbatnaka laqad tatarakna ilayhim. Had we not been the ones who strengthened you upon this, there was, you know, you would have fallen for something, for it. Mm-hmm. You know, something that's very interesting that I remember now. When we say you must admit and acknowledge your sin, we are speaking about acknowledging it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we don't go to another human or another thing or something else and acknowledge to them and think that if I acknowledge to this person, Allah will forgive me. You acknowledge to Allah. You are a slave of Allah. لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت.
You have a direct contact.
Yes, you have a contact with Allah.
If you allow me, you know, not everyone have an access to actually recite this long list of adhkar, which is not much, by the way. It maximum takes 15 minutes.
Subhanallah.
But subhanallah, also the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, give us an access to what we call it a shortcut access to a simple dua, simple recitation. If you recite it, you still get a huge reward. When he left for Fajr prayer and he returned, he found his wife, the beautiful wife Juwayriya bint al-Harith, was still sitting until it was after, you know, the forenoon. I said, you're still sitting there, what are you doing? She said, been making tasbih and zikr. He said, I said one statement three times, you know, it equals all what you've been doing. What is it? You say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqi wa rida nafsi wa zinata arshi wa midada kalimat. I'm going to turn it to what you tell me. How great is it and why?
Subhanallah. So before I go into the dua, Shaykhna, does that mean that it is okay for us to do a shortcut that is leading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
One thing I want to tell you.
Yes, please.
I think my voice can reach. You know, when we were young and we watched Open Sesame and the cave and full of gold, all of us were exception, thinking about how much can I take? So imagine you enter that cave, which is full of jewels, gems, diamonds, expensive stuff, gold and silver. Of course you want to take the whole thing. You want to carry with you the whole thing. But sometimes you don't have a right. Sometimes you don't have the means to carry everything. So what do you choose? مَا خَفَّ وَزْنُهُ وَغَلَى ثَمَنُهُ. It is something similar to that. Sometimes you have an exam, you have a business meeting.
It is something light and valuable.
Exactly.
The biggest value things. You know, if you're going for the kill, take the most valuable thing that you can quickly go away with.
But it doesn't mean that you should neglect the rest. I mean, if I have the means to take everything with me, I will. If I can pray at night, every night, if I can fast on every day.
It reminds me of how when the hadith says, تُعَادِلُ ثُلُثَ الْقُرْآنِ, قل هو الله أحد سورة إخلاص is equivalent to a quarter of a third of the Quran. It does not mean that you forget the rest of the Quran and you just keep on reading this three times every day.
But that means also there is no excuse now for anyone who say like it's too much, too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Prophet gave us those shortcuts.
Subhanallah. Yeah, right. Carry all the gems. No, take all the jewels. The shortcut and the long ones.
And actually, that tu'adilu thuluth al-Qur'an, if I can add, it also, some of the scholars say that, you know what, it is because it has in it tawheed, and a third of the Qur'an is filled with tawheed.
This is exactly right.
So, some people think, oh, if the hadith says it's a third of Qur'an, let me read it thrice and it's done. You see, but doesn't decrease the value of the rest of the Qur'an. You have to still give value to the entire Qur'an. It says, for example, doing Umrah in Ramadan is equivalent to Hajj with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yeah. If that is the case, can someone come in Ramadan, just do Umrah and go away and forget about I did Hajj with the Prophet?
Habibi, you know how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كُلٌّ مُيَسَّرُ لِمَا خُلِقَ لَهُ. Everyone will find it easy to do what Allah has created him for. There are some people who are pure businessman mentality. They're very good at it. They make money out of the sand. MashaAllah. As long as they're making it out of halal and helping, I know people helping thousands of families. You and I have visited some brother who on daily basis, he feeds 2,000 people by the grace of Allah. So when this person, his schedule is very tight and mashallah, he's working hard. He's feeding people, sponsoring orphans, miskeen, widows and so on. And I ask him, so how many para did you read today? And how many rak'ah did you pray of the nawafil? So he's not like the sheikh. MashaAllah, you have all night long to pray and read books, read adhkar and so on. So there is also an easy access to obtain your share of the goodness. You know the hadith, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. The poor companions came to the Prophet ﷺ complaining. He said, what is wrong? They said, Ya Rasulullah, ذهب أهل الدثور بالأجور. Or أهل الدثور.
The wealthy people.
The wealthy companions. They have harvested all their work and you know lagging behind. He said, and how is that? They said, Ya Rasulullah, they pray as we pray, they fast as we fast, and they do Hajj as we do, and they have some surplus, they give in Sadaqah, and we don't, we're recipients.
SubhanAllah.
So the Prophet ﷺ said, let me guide you to something. If you do, no one can beat you in this regard. What is it? After every prayer, just say, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, 33 times, this is better than all what they give in Sadaqah.
SubhanAllah.
So when the rich companions learn about it, tell us what happened.
Obviously, they would do it as well to say, okay, now we're above you.
Yeah.
Because now we're also doing this, subhanAllah.
They came back protesting. They said, Ya Rasul, he said, what now? They said, now our rich companions also started doing the same. What did he say? ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. A man who can combine all of that is excellent.
So that's why to use whatever Allah has made easy for you to get Jannah is up to you. You must make sure everyone is gifted differently. The basics and the farad, that we cannot compromise. But besides that, whatever you can do in terms of your capacity, your qualification, your ability, your mawhiba, your gift that you have, use it to get to closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The hadith of the Prophet about the sunnah of Salat al-Fajr, the two rak'ah performed before the obligatory act, rak'at al-Fajr, khayrun min ad-dunya wa ma fiha. So the two rak'ah is performed before the obligatory Fajr prayer is better than the whole world and what's in it. So how much more the reward of Fajr itself
will
be,
mashallah. Beautiful island.
Mashallah.
This is just an island. So have you prayed Fajr, alhamdulillah, on time before sunrise? And have you prayed the Sunnah? The two units before Fajr, better than not this island, rather
the whole world.
Hollywood, Orange County.
Whatever anyone considers, you know, wow. It's better than all of it. You were telling us about that hadith.
Yeah, the dhikr that Dr. Salah mentioned earlier, subhanAllah wa bihamdi. So the dhikr starts with glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and acknowledging that all praise is due to Him alone. But how many times you can go for this? عَدَدَ خَلْقِهِ, the number of His creation, Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Which is unlimited, of course, we cannot number.
يعني, Bismillah.
Allahu Akbar, mashallah.
How many drops of sands in this hand?
No one can count.
Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands.
Maybe million.
This is also the creation of Allah. So when you say "adad khalqihi," that of which we know, and that which we have no clue about.
Allah.
You know how many youth call and ask, "Uncle, are there aliens?" Of course, there are aliens. There are creations, Allah the Almighty said, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Allah.
And He creates what you know not, what you have no clue about. Our Earth planet is like a drop in an ocean, compared to the sun.
The Earth is like one of these grains. Recently, they're discovering with the James Webb Telescope millions of other planets and stars
around.
So you call it multiverse, huh?
It's actually billions of planets and galaxies, hundreds of them, mashallah, laqat al-bal. So we literally like this again.
You know, I am very, very fascinated by this discovery of the James Webb Telescope. If anyone wants to check it out, you can check out the James Webb Telescope. Look at what they're discovering. They have launched it a million miles away from this Earth. And they're discovering planet after planet. And there are galaxies like ours. Galaxies like ours being discovered right now. And we were here a few years ago thinking it's just these few planets. La hawla wa la.
So the praises of Allah as equal to as many times as the number of the creation of Allah, that which we know of,
we have no clue about.
Please.
Wa rida. Now correct me about the translation, Sheikh, and the level of Allah's satisfaction about Himself.
As much as it will make Him happy.
As much as it will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased. Subhanallah. Wa rida nafsi. Wa zinat arshihi. And the weight as heavy as the weight of His throne. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ.
No, don't go to مِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ.
Okay.
Speak about the arsh.
Oh, Allahu Akbar.
Speak about the arsh. Sheikh Mink spoke about, you know, mashallah, the galaxies, billions of planets and galaxies, you know. And the hadith says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah has never created anything bigger than the throne. And you know the greatest ayah in the Quran is Ayatul Kursi, 255, chapter number 2, right? Why is it the greatest ayah? It's talking about the glory of the Almighty Allah, and it says, وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ
السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ.
His Kursi has encompassed the heavens, not this worldly heaven, which encompasses all the billions of galaxies and planets
beyond
and stars.
Space,
yes, and the earth. وَسِعَ كُرْسِيُّهُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ. What is Al-Kursi? It is not the Al-Arsh.
Pedestal.
Yeah, it is the footstone. And the Prophet sallallahu said the Al-Kursi compared to Al-Arsh is like a ring thrown in the desert.
Wow. So it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling, mind-blowing. Then how big is Al-Arsh? It is the biggest creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ever. And inshallah, when we all enter Jannah, inshallah, inshallah, we ask Allah to be in Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. To be Al-Firdaus Al-A'la, which is the highest, the topmost part of Al-Jannah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever you ask Allah for heaven, ask Him for Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. فَإِنَّهُ أَعْلَى الْجَنَّةِ وَأَوْسَطُهَا وَسَقْفُهُ عَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ. The arsh, which you're talking about, will be the rooftop of Al-Firdaus. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So when you say subhanallah wa bihamdi with that intention, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fills our scale of good deeds as heavy as the creation of Al-Arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ شَيْخ. I will never get a better translation than yours, inshallah.
No, he got the mic.
وَمِدَادَ كَلِمَاتِهِ.
You got the mic. There are two references in the Quran.
Subhanallah. Midad, the stretching, the length, the stretching of all His words, subhanallah, all His signs, all His words, everything. This entire dua is actually praising Allah equivalent to everything He has made. And up to when He will be pleased, and stretching beyond all His words, meaning to the tune of all His words.
Unlimited praises.
Subhanallah.
Unlimited praises.
When you lifted the sand a few minutes ago, one handful, and I'm thinking, imagine every single grain of sand in that dua, you are saying, oh Allah, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, as per each one of these grains dropping here. That is something amazing, subhanallah.
Something that we can never achieve physically.
And you want to know how much are the midad of the kalamat of Allah? In Surah Al-Kahf, for instance, the Almighty Allah says, Kullu kana al-bahru. Look at the bahr. This is one sea. But the word al-bahr here refers to all the seas and oceans, rivers, and ponds on earth. All the water that exists on earth, which represents about 80%.
Yes.
Okay? كُلَّوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَةَ رَبِّي. The word midad refers to the ink, which we use the bamboo. in order we dip it in the ink pot, so we write. If all the water on earth turn into ink, so we sharpen all the trees into pins, and we dip, and we keep writing. Writing what? The traits of Allah, the beauty of Allah, the praises of Allah, the countless blessings of Allah. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ. If you ever try to estimate and count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to keep count. So, لَنَفِذَ الْبَحْرُ.
All this water would be depleted, but the words of Allah will not be depleted, and His signs and His grandeur never depleted. The water will be depleted. The trees will be depleted. Allah says, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْقُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Like Dr. Muhammad said, if every tree was a pen, every tree was a pen, and all the water on earth was actually ink, that would, that ink and the pens and would be depleted, but the kalimatullah not depleted.
There are maybe people, Sheikhna online, sorry to interrupt, who maybe never heard that dua before, that dhikr before. So I wanted to repeat it one more time, inshallah.
We'll write it down.
And we write down also in the description.
Arabic and the meaning.
But the pronunciation, inshallah, for those who are listening, maybe you can start writing maybe the transliteration so that you can memorize it, inshallah ta'ala. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimati.
Yeah, he sounds better. I forgot he used to be a singer.
MashaAllah.
No, last but not the least, because it's already sun rising. Says who that the shuyukh and those who are in the field of da'wah, they don't enjoy their lives. We do not only enjoy our lives in vacationing, going swimming and horseback riding. Sometimes we publish that and we show the viewers to tell them that we, along with our families, alhamdulillah, we're extremely happy. Happy even when we get stranded at the airport.
And we don't swim like that, Sheikh.
Happy whenever we are being afflicted, whenever we're being tested, whenever we're being in very hardship, because it's all from Allah. Being content with Allah's decree and decision. And also whenever we have an opportunity like that alongside with the da'wah, we enjoy. But we reflect upon the magnificent, beautiful creation of Allah. So may Allah fill all our hearts with joy, delight and happiness. And have a beautiful, beautiful morning for all of you. Not only morning, morning, evening and every day. May Allah make it beautiful.
MashaAllah, you will probably be in different time zones and you probably will see this at different times. May Allah bless you wherever you are. The greatness of Allah is such that we have no option but to surrender to Him completely, to worship Him alone. And inshallah, we will meet with Him in the hereafter. Jannat al-Firdaus. Barakallahu fiik. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.